The most important thing the data tell us is that Florida's housing markets have finally begun to really stabilize. The volume of sales has risen, but it's rising at a much slower pace than it has in the past. And prices have continued to rise, but again, at a much slower pace. And so the markets are exhibiting what an economist would call equilibrium. They're starting to reach balance. Finally, demand and supply are coming into balance. So, for example, in April, the sales of single-family homes, this is existing single-family homes, were up 4% compared to last year. Modest increase, about the same rate of increase as we've had over the last 6 months, and condominium sales dipped 5%. So overall, almost no change in the total volume of sales, consistent with the pattern over the last few months. But prices continue to rise. Prices are up 10% compared to last year. But each month, the rate of year-over-year price gain is declining. So what we're seeing is pricing begin to stabilize. And even with the increase in prices, the median price for a single-family home was only $170,500, which is way below the prior peak. The median price for a condominium that sold in April was $140,000, Nicole.
We've discussed in the recent past that there have been some wide variations in areas across Florida, some seeing more significant housing market recoveries and seeing them faster, others, such as the Space Coast, still struggling. So that's all starting to equalize as well?
It sure is. I thought it was very interesting that a total sales volume across the major metropolitan markets in the state of Florida only varied between 2% up and 5% down across almost every single major market. So a very tight band of how sales have performed, so that markets not only on the average have equilibrated in the state, but in the specific markets also appear to be exhibiting that same trend, Nicole.
What are some of those specific market numbers, including, of course, Central Florida?
Well, for example, sales volume was up 2% in Jacksonville at the top of the range, down 5% at Fort Lauderdale at the bottom of the range. Orlando was up about 3%. So, you know, very tight and narrow band in terms of the year-over-year gains.
Are these numbers prompting more people to sell who may have been, say, renting their homes or holding off on selling? Is there a supply and demand balance happening here?
That's exactly what's happening. There's been a significant increase in the volume of homes for sale. And so that has helped, because as prices have gotten a lot better and as sales volumes have improved, people who wanted to sell their homes are finding the ability to do so. And people who want to move from renting to buying, although it's a little more difficult to qualify for the mortgage, there's a lot more job activity, a lot more income, so we're seeing higher volumes on the demand side. But the supply side has risen significantly faster, and that's what's helped bring these markets into equilibrium. On average, realtors have the rule of thumb that inventory of homes for sale should be about the amount that would satisfy 6 months of sales at the current sales volume. Florida is still a little bit low, and in fact, the tightest volume is in the Orlando area, which is running only about 4 months of inventory compared to sales volume. But what we will see is continued increases in the volume of homes that are listed for sale. That'll come mostly from existing housing stock and some from the banks, because there's still a significant stock of real estate that banks have taken that they're putting back onto the market. But all of that will move us towards equilibrium. There's not such an overhang anymore of unsold units as to be able to depress prices given the strong trajectory of demand.
You mentioned bank-owned properties. A report from Realty Track came out recently and said that while foreclosures in the Orlando metro area are finally down by 13% in the past month, it says, in fact, Orlando was only displaced from the number one foreclosure spot in the nation by Brevard County and the Space Coast. I know that foreclosure numbers are a different beast than home sales numbers that we've been discussing, but what does this mean for the real estate picture overall?
Well, it's going to restrain the price increases. We would see much faster price increases in these markets, and that those price increases would have been sustained for longer. Now, we've come off a deep bottom, so we've seen a lot of percentage increase, but the prices remain well below the prior peaks. And this continued amount of foreclosure activity will provide more distressed inventory that tends to keep prices down. So prices have risen, but they're rising at a slowing rate, and the foreclosures will add to the tamping down of price increase in the marketplace.